This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli military officials have shown international journalists a small living quarters found in a tunnel underneath Gaza's city Shifa Hospital, they say used by Hamas militants.
It goes hundreds of yards from here.
Israel's army has been excavating around the hospital complex and claims there's a Hamas command center under it.
Conducting command and control,
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Firing rockets from here, using this place as a terror hub and its tunnels to go out to the street, give directions, get back here. This is the system.
Journalists were taken into the tunnels.
This is the kitchen.
Where Colonel Alad pointed out an apparent subterranean dormitory.
They can stay here for a long time. They have kitchen here, they have bathrooms here.
Hagari telling the AP.
The method that Hamas uses hospitals as human shield against international law, it's a war crime.
The Associated Press could not independently verify Hagari's claims. Hamas and hospital administration have denied them. I'm Ben Thomas.
United States and Germany, the two top providers of military aid to Ukraine, pledged continued support this week as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared his core goal was securing international assistance for the year ahead.
After returning from a surprise visit to Kyiv earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin held the 17th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group on Wednesday, praising the group's steadfast commitment to Ukraine as it resists Russia's invasion.
Our unity sends a clear message to Putin that he cannot outlast us or prevail in a contest of wills. And as Putin continues his tragic and unnecessary war, he has been forced to look for support from Iran and North Korea.
Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius also visited Ukraine on Tuesday. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The New York governor says that there is no sign of terrorism after a car crashed into a checkpoint at a U.S.-Canadian border crossing at Niagara Falls and exploded.
The Wednesday crash at the Rainbow Bridge crossing killed the two people in the car and injured the Border Patrol member. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's unclear if it was intentional. However,
there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
And
we've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
She says the car came from the U.S. side. Witness Ricky Wilson could not believe what he saw.
I saw the four wheels. It was flying through the air and it began to turn sideways and coming down.
A video on social media from Customs and Border Patrol shows the car flying through the air.
A lot of black smoke, and then along with that small orange flame, and then this flame just erupted.
The FBI is investigating, and the White House says President Biden is closely following developments. Julie Walker, New York.
Argentina's president-elect Javier Milei has called for the wholesale reinvention of the government, but he has precious little time. With less than 3 weeks until his December 10th inauguration, Milei has no executive experience and few allies in his bullpen. For the moment, the wild-haired outsider's decisive victory on Sunday night, the clock started ticking. Security experts in Africa are raising concerns about the growing use of drones by terrorist groups. A report last week showed African terrorist groups are using global affiliations to acquire and modify drones for their own needs.
The Institute for Security Studies report says while the global focus has been on the adaptation of unmanned area systems in Iraq, Syria, and other spots in the Middle East, drones are becoming part of the toolkit for violent actors across Africa. The report said African militant groups like Boko Haram, Islamic State, West Africa Province, and Al-Shabaab are acquiring and modifying drones for their own purposes. The report suggested that the increasing affordability of the technology may be contributing to the growing trend. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The far-right anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders was headed for a massive parliamentary election victory Wednesday, one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. Results put him in line to lead talks of former new ruling coalition and possibly become the country's first hard right prime minister.